This is The Listening Project. I'm Jeff Williams. Today's story is coming up.
Support for WSIU comes from Southern Illinois Healthcare Rehab Unlimited, providing outpatient physical, occupational, and speech-language therapies in alliance with the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago. Details at sih.net.
Today's story is that of Jean Alexander, a beloved elementary school teacher and principal of more than 30 years in Benton. Now, at age 81, he's known simply as Mr. A, the guy who paints maps of the United States on playgrounds across the region.
My first job in education was at the Webster Junior High School in Benton, and I had always thought I was going to be a high school teacher, but I've never taught a day of high school. I walked into this junior high school, and the principal said, "Young man, can you count to 10? I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You're our math teacher." Of course, that would not be allowed today. I was not very well prepared for math, but I taught math for 3 years, then moved on to teaching things like English and social studies, and then eventually became an elementary principal and a ball coach. But I taught school and was a teacher and principal in Benton for 32 years, and I've been a volunteer for 26 years. That, as I said, it's a good feeling to get up every day and feel like I still have something to contribute. And making the maps, you know, I go to these places, I meet people I've never met before, I do something special for them for 2 or 3 days, I'll never see them again, that I have something that's going to be for 8 or 10 years that I've done for them to help them and their kids. And I have a lot of people who, when I go, they will donate money for the maps that I do, and it's a kind of a pay it forward thing. For example, a map I was doing this morning out at a little Baptist church, that money had been contributed by a school over at Fairfield, Illinois, who in turn, their money had been contributed by a school from Heron, Illinois. It's kind of a pay-it-forward thing, but a lot of people donate money to help buy the paint. It takes about $70 worth of paint to make a map. So this is a map that actually is about 25 feet across by 15 and is painted directly on the ground. And I use Walmart house paint. And what I do is I have plastic sheets I put down, and then I use chalk to chalk in the shape of the states. And after I'm through and it looks like the United States, each state is assigned a certain color. I'll always start with a bright Kelly green for several states. I'll start painting Nebraska, Missouri, Tennessee, and all the green states. Then I'll change my paint and I'll go to a dark blue, and I'll go ahead and I'll paint like Colorado, Kentucky, and it's kind of a dark midnight blue. And then I'm ready to go to my yellow states, and I'll start off, it's a mustard yellow, and it looks like mustard, that I'll start off with Illinois and New York and all the yellow states. And then, of course, I'll say the last color is cardinal red, my favorite, bright, brilliant cardinal red, and we'll start out and do Indiana and Wisconsin and all this. Then I'll do a real bright, pretty blue for the Great Lakes, and then I have to go off and leave it for a day and let it all get thoroughly dry. Come back another day, and I make little white lines between every state. And artistically, this draws out the colors and makes the colors stand out. And also, the kids can see the shape of the states. And then I always put down at the bottom, Mr. A, number 324, and then I'll put a 16. They'll know what year I made it. And occasionally, if someone has donated the money for the paint, I'll put in print there the paint donated by Northside's Elementary School, Fairfield, Illinois, and pay it forward. So that's kind of what it all looks like. And they will last about 8 to 10 years. And I will do a little bit of writing on the maps. I'll write Alaska and Hawaii, since they're different. And I'll always write the name of the state, Illinois, and then the name of the town that the kids are in. And then I will put a D.C. over around Virginia, because a neighbor down at Brookport said, "Mr. A, some kids will confuse Washington State with Washington, D.C. So since that time, a neighbor named Bob down there at Brookport, I add a D.C. and a little blue star right there where District of Columbia is, so they won't confuse the two. There are a lot of visitors who come by, and that's their question. "Well, what are you doing out here?" And the first thing they think, maybe I'm out there vandalizing the school, and I try to assure them I'm really doing something positive, but they check on me and make sure that I'm not vandalizing the school. One time I was making a map up at Coulterville, Illinois, and the boy says, "Do they know you're out here doing this?" I said, "Well, yes, you don't do this unless you're invited." You know, I can do things over and over, and I never seem to get tired of them. It's like the doctor who is excited about delivering his 1,000th baby as was his first baby. "I don't know how long I'm going to do this." Someone said, "You think you'll make 400? I said, "Well, that remains to be seen. But as long as I'm healthy enough to do it, I'm going to continue." My biggest problem is simply finding places to make the maps. There are so many already made. I'm traveling at least 2 hours now to make maps right now for many of these maps, because they're a long way. Outdoor Illinois Magazine did an article on me a couple of months ago that I think had 200,000 copies in Illinois, and I'm getting a lot of requests. They're simply so far away that I can't get to them. I simply thank them for their interest, but said, "Sorry, can't get there." I don't charge any money. If they want to make a donation, Heron Elementary the other day passed the hat, and they gave me a donation. The Fairfield School sent me some money. So if they want to donate some money for the next map, that's fine, but that's otherwise it's completely free. Yeah. Where I got started was with my grandmother, but I knew my states before I could read. My grandmother, who only had a third grade education, had a puzzle map of the United States that I could put that up together and knew the states by location and shape, but I knew my states before I could read. And here I'm 81 years old, still playing with maps, having a great time.
That's Mr. A, Gene Alexander, a longtime Benton educator and principal. His story was recorded as part of the 100th anniversary of the Benton Public Library. WSIU's Listening Project explores the history of this place we call home by connecting people with place through their stories. You can hear more stories from the Listening Project on our webpage, wsiunews.org. I'm Jeff Williams.